Crossfire.
Just in time, it's 7:17 a.m. Nigerian time. Let's keep up with you and your thoughts. If you're just joining in, we have the big stories that are getting attention. $418 million Paris Club loan refund. Any deduction will be legal and contempt of appeal. That's according to the governors as they make their statement clear to the federal government with regards to the Paris Club fund. Also, Benin's president said we'll bath in new Nigeria. Kobia tells APC delegates. We're also keeping looking out for stories of interest. There's also the story about 10 billion naira debts. FCTA to seal up government offices and hostels. 11,536 schools closed over insecurity in Nigeria, says UNICEF. State pardon. Group commends Buhari, says gesture not strange. Is also another story in the news. Buhari's critics responsible for division in Nigeria, says Adesina as he replies Kuka. And also, you have destroyed Nigeria, divided citizens, and thrown corruption. Kuka hits Buhari again. Southwest businesses and ivory tower sink under endemic power failure is also getting people talking this very morning as well. What other story would interest you? IPOB commander shot dead in Imo State. Five people misbehaved in Dubai. Chrisland breaks silence on sex scandal. Despite 2 million naira ransom, abductors hold on to six family members. Police arrest two tricycle thieves in Kano. Islamic group feeds 5,000 Abuja residents. These and meanwhile, part of the story is getting reviewed and getting your review this very morning. Let's get back to the phone lines and also your messages this very morning on Morning Crossfire. This is Morning Crossfire with Family Life. Here's something you need to know.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Without understanding, let's open up the phone lines on 07-00951-0000, okay? That's 07-00951-0000. You can also join in on WhatsApp by leaving your message or choosing to call in, especially for the ladies, on 08099930137. If you're on Twitter, at Nigeria Info ABJ, is great for you to send your tweets in. On Instagram is at Nigeria Info FM Abuja. You see stories we've posted all day long there. Facebook.com/ Nigeria Info Abuja is also a great place to put up your comments. Good morning to you.
Hello, family. Good morning.
How are you today?
Yes, fine. Bulus calling from Masaka.
All right, Bulus, let's talk.
Yes, on the repentant terrorists. I hope you remember Guantanamo Bay in the Iraq War, U.S.
Mm-hmm.
All the captured and the surrounded terrorists were kept in Guantanamo Bay for years, observing them, their behavior, and other things before they released them. But in this case, these terrorists have been killing us, killing our people, destroying our property. When they capture them, then they claim to have repent. How can somebody repent after has been captured? And okay, if he later claims to have repent, why is the government releasing them after some months instead of keeping them? A camp should have been built. Keep them there. Monitor them for some years. Look at their behavior before you now think of, okay, this one is no more behaving well. Let's release this one. Let's do this to this one.
Yeah.
But so, in our case, immediately they catch them. They claim they have repent. Government will claim that, yes, they will train them, will pay them this, will do this.
Here's another argument that I find very interesting. I do hear in some circles, okay, thanks for your call. I do hear in some circles that, well, for the purpose of international treaties, the Nigerian government could also be stating all the things they will be doing for these people who repent, but in true terms of it, there's still war going on. So if they do go out of the expectations of those types of agreement, that they could actually be on the losing out part of the whole thing. So it's interesting. But if you do bring up Guantanamo Bay, just to also mention to you that it is not in the United States. It's off the coast of Cuba. That's outside of the U.S. The war that was being fought was not on U.S. soil that led to a quite number of arrests. It's still operational. It's been open for about 20 years now. So there's a lot of things that make it a little bit different from our situation. But I still want to ask the noble questions, the times of repentance. What are the times of repentance? What is acceptable times of repentance, considering the fact that the war is not over yet? That's something to look at as well. All right, let's keep up with you. 12.5 million naira is what it costs to school feeding program. FCT bill climbs to 12.5 million naira daily for school feeding. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Welcome.
It's Mr. Paul.
All right. Same to you. Just help me out with your radio. Yes, just let me turn down the volume, please.
Okay. This area of this our repentance, I'm in the area of repentance, Boko Haram. We in Nigeria, we have been deceived. We have been deceived.
Why do you say so?
The reason why I say so is that a fighter must surrender his or her weapon before saying I'm a repentant. When we are watching these people on the television, they are just the people who say that hungry is everywhere.
But there's no guarantee. Let me debate you on this. There's no guarantee that they did not hand over their weapons. We can't say yes or no. Just because it's not shown on TV doesn't mean it didn't happen. I'm just saying.
Our government supposed to be open up to not understand what they are doing.
Okay.
If those people, they show the people, they didn't show their weapon, how can we believe, say they don't repent?
Okay, so your challenge is that believability.
So my own understanding is the people are feeling hungry. Hunger is everywhere.
Okay.
They will come out and say, we don't repent. You know, government are taking care of all these people.
All right.
That's the way I understand it.
Interesting point.
Truly repentant because the action, they are carrying it everywhere.
Interesting.
The killing is still everywhere.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
The hunger is the one.
Hunger is inspiring repentance. Okay. Yeah, hunger is inspiring repentance. That's how he believes it and understands it. Stay with me right here on our dream. I'll be back to take more calls and messages.
This is Nigeria Info.
From your number one talk news and sports station. This is the Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live.
Welcome back to the show this very morning as we keep up with some of the big stories and pretty much of your responses to many of them. Okay, let's take a look at some of your messages very quickly. So, writing in from different locations, remember to add your name as you write in and also the location where you're based, okay? It would give us the opportunity to look into what you've written in. Progress from Lube says, good morning, FMD. It's unfortunate that parents chase money and abandon their children in the hands of teachers. Parents overpamper their children by providing them with anything they request for. My student once told me that my salary can't buy a iPhone. Also in Dubai, the school failed to monitor the students. Progress from Lube had that reading in. From D, I think the mother should investigate their family and be sure one uncle or senior cousin is not sleeping with our daughter. That girl showed the girl is experienced, and the girl at such young age may God help us. Prince from Katapi Estate did write it in. Mike Wendblow says, good morning, family. I'm very curious about the Chrysler school tape scandal, and I asked if it is rape, who did the recording, the victim or the culprit? In this case, it's even difficult to tell who is who now. Hafsat writing, she says, good morning, everyone. What made the FCTA to seal offices and hotel or it's reflection of it's a reflection of Abuja Internet Revenue. Nigeria, it's high time for us to look into the cause of rampant school scandals nowadays and bring out solutions to it. Afsat did share with us. Thank you so much. Good to read from you. Silver from Asuka says, no light for my area since January. Well, you remember we are at WhatsApp adding the names of those who will get their Richard card. Hey, okay. Onion Chejio chatting from Papa says, good morning from day and the good Nigerians that are listening in. 2022 Electoral Act allowed politicians to run for presidency, Senate, and other vital positions. My take on this is that such sections need urgent amendment. For Bola Ahmed Tinubu's presidential ambition, he should wait for millions of Nigerians to decide, because he's the one that stopped Ambode's second tenure aspiration in Lagos State. Okay, Onyocha from Papi did write it in. Good morning, FMD. I'm Joaquim in Nasarawa State. Garba Shehu and Femi additional reply, Bishop Kuka. Why didn't they reply the Northern Elders when they said Buhari should resign? Well, you might have missed out on that. There was a response from them. Yes, I'm sure there was a response from them on that as well. Good morning. It becomes news if seen and reported. Real issues have been said by Mommy Z. Sexual ideas is mostly found in male children enhanced by social media. A phone charger that has put the girl, the phone charger has put the girl in trouble. The boy should be punished severely. I was invited for such an act in my school days, but I exposed them. It was from Ganki. Had that written in. Good morning, Mr. President in Medina, praying for Nigeria. After he has walked to Nigeria in a way that he has, this is not what we need now. I know Jim Monday from where you actually use stronger words. I just had to go around it. Good morning, Doctor. Please, what is the mechanism in place to monitor and evaluate the activities of repentant Boko Haram that have been reintegrated into the society? That's my concern. God bless Nigeria. Good morning, Femi D. Omagege, Buhari has taken Nigerians forward. Ishaku is the one writing this message from Libya. He goes on to say, Buhari has taken Nigerians forward. This is an insult to me as a Nigerian. How has he moved Nigeria forward? Is it because he was rewarded? How was Nigeria economy before the APC came in? Buhari is the only president that I know of that Nigerians were warm about, and all the negative things talked about him became real in our eyes. Gossip Nigerians, Ishaku, strong reservation about the president there. Mark Donald from DC says, good morning from DC. Sorry, I want to know if this repentant Boko Haram are using tools to fight back. If not, I'm thinking it is senseless. You don't create a soft ground for them. We need drastic results right now. Thanks, McDonald from Duse. This shared up with us. And then Katie Omawe also says, repentant Boko Haram and other criminals, such as former governors Nyame and Dari, are allegedly being kept for elections. The media should help Nigeria and investigate, please. Katie Omawe, talking about them. In fact, I was going to talk about presidential pardon, and that's what we will focus on in the 8 o'clock hour. But let me spend a few moments just letting you know that, as one would find, there are different positions that different groups have taken up on this. Governor Benue thinks it's a good idea that the president has pardoned the former governors. As of today, Governor Yesson Wike thinks otherwise about that. But before we dig around into that, there's quite a number of things I wanted to play for you. Let me start off by sharing with you, Peter Obi has been talking about why he is involved or why he decided to get involved in governance. Let me play a portion of his own idea around this for you. Take a listen.
This is Morning Crossfire.
This is enough. And what was that? Coincidentally, in 1999, Professor Bisi Mwosu ran to be governor of Anambra State. In the primary, he lost. Professor Bisi Mwosu. I wasn't part of the election, wasn't the party member. In 2001, they found out that the governor then wasn't doing what he expected, and a group of people approached him and say, you go, you plan to contest in 2003. Professor BC once turned to the group and said, I'm going to be ceased in 2003. Nobody is, no 60-year-old can govern Anambra State. It's a very difficult state. You need a young man between 40 and 45 who is successful on his own, who can be able to battle all the problems. And he was asked, this happened in December 2001, and he was asked, as Professor BC was, actually December 2001, that he should give them somebody.
According to the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, about
eventually ended up three names that they can approach to do the job. I didn't know all this discussion. It was not that I knew. I was just in a bank, as Fidelity Bank, which is mentioned now. ABC was Minister of Health, and they invited me for a dinner. For me as a bank, I'm going to look for deposits. So I went to dinner. We finished talking. We never mentioned politics. We talked generally about Nigeria, my ideas about Nigeria and everything. And finished dinner, left for Lagos. He didn't tell me about politics. But in April, the people went back to him. He told them, I have three candidates. One, P2B, two, P2B, three, P2B. Go and look for him.
This is Morning Crossfire.
So, as always, somebody always leads somebody into the arena of politics, asking them, well, we think you're a good candidate for such a position, a good candidate that would respond to quite a number of things, you know, as the day unfolds. By the way, just to let you know, Garba Shehu, who is a senior special advisor to the president on media and publicity, has described Bishop Cooker's speeches, virus of hate. It tweeted that out 22 minutes ago. For those who want to know much about that, it described it as a virus of hate. As the nomination Congress's approaches, rumblings within party rise to an acrimonious crescendo, and the troubleshooting market blossoming in the opposition People's Democratic Party, which is in desperate yearning for its tested skills. We are surprised that so too are many others, that the Catholic Bishop of the Diocese of Sokoto, Matthew Cooker, could still find time for a lengthy homily on his usual target, Muhammadu Buhari, the president of Nigeria. For a man who has been spreading the hate of decades, hate for decades, nothing new in the homily, except for the fact that while millions of Christians well remember the crucifixion on Friday, his descent on Saturday, his resurrection on Sunday, and subsequent appearance to his disciples, Bishop Matt Cooker was playing politics. From his pulpit, he devoted his Eastern message not to Christ's death and rebirth, so that man might be saved, but to damning the government in the most unchristian times. Bishop Cooker's neglects the Bible teachings in James 1, verses 26. If anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. It should be a time for renewal and for hope, and for those in authority, both temporal and spiritual, to come together in word and deeds, so that they can look to them for example, can be inspired by his grace. Well, this goes on and on and on. It's quite a lengthy piece, but Garba Shehu responding to Bishop Cooker's message. I'm going to let you in to see that. If you want to read more about that tweet, go on right now at Nigeria Info FM, Info ABJ. Go to our Twitter and just retweeted the line of his thinking and his response. It is titled, Cooker's Virus of Hate. That was out just 22 minutes ago, so on Twitter. So if you're on Twitter, you get the chance to see what was written in. You are in Kano. Quite a number of people were out to see Yesomwike, no consultable stakeholders in the official PDP concerning his presidential ambition, his primaries, and the likes of that. He also did meet with the Emir of Kano, as part of his homage, Alhaji Aminu Adubayero, and also visited His Excellency Dr. Abdullahi Umar Ganduje of Kano State as well. The NDLA, by the way, on the other hand, is recruiting at the moment. That's what is being put out there. So you want to... the NDLA is not recruiting, I beg to say. Not recruiting at the moment. You've made that clear at this point in time. No, so just to get you to get involved in all kinds of updates that you may find interesting. The MCO Lumo saga is still ongoing in Lagos State. Security operators, this storm Agbado, as MCO Lumo, alongside with his boys, did get into a face-off in that line. All right, quite a number of stories of interest for you in different ways. And of course, the one that is getting a lot of young people talking is Rema. Yeah, you know him now, Rema. Rema is pleading with ASUU to call off strike. Yes, it's an interesting point to take up on. I don't know, how do I explain to Rema, to people who are over 30 now? Yes, I said over 30. If you are over 30 and you don't know Rema, you are on your own. It's a good artist, by the way. Yes, I'm over 30 and I'm yabbing all of us together in this one. Well, he's a good artist. But all that just gives us time to get into the conversation with the team from Shelter Go. They're on standby right now as we pick up this conversation this very morning about their services. But if you don't know Rema, let me share some more of Rema with you in 30 seconds. That song there, you know, that's Rema. Now that you know it, I will not play the full song. It's not me that you catch. All right, well, that's just it. He says that they should call off strike. And by the way, we was talking about this out there, not even in Nigeria, but far, far, far away. Stephanos, right here on Nigeria Info. I'll be back in a short while to speak to the team from Shelter Good. Also, don't miss out on the fact that Governor Yesen Wike is criticizing the government for the pardon, presidential pardon. What do you make of it? We'll talk about that as we go on. This is Morning Crossfire with Family Live.
This is a sponsored program.
The team from Shelter Go joins me now. Good morning, ladies. You ate so much Easter chicken that to answer me now is even walk. Good morning, ladies. Or you think I would ask you for my Christmas, my Easter gift? I wouldn't. You don't look like you want to give me. You didn't know Kayanti, so I don't let you be. Or you give me house this time around.
You're the one refusing the offer of a house.
Oh, wow. 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 That's really new deep. Okay, let's talk about Shelter Go and the opportunities you've provided or you can provide for people who take up interest with your business.
Okay, good morning, Abuja. Good morning, Nigeria. My name is Eriba Comfort from Shelter Good. So yes, Shelter Good is an estate firm that is not just interested in profit making alone, but genuinely interested in catering for the housing needs of all Nigerians from all walks of life. Be you a market man, a market woman, a boat driver, Shelter Good has got something for you. Because at Shelter Good, a lifetime golden opportunity is given to you on a platter of gold to say bye-bye to landlord Wahala, to do away with your housing needs with just a token of 500,000 naira. Yes, Abuja, you heard that right. I mean, with just 500,000 naira, you can key into any of our thriving estates in the city of Abuja. So some of the thriving estates of Shelter Go that you can key into with just a down payment, with just an initial deposit, with just a token of 500,000 naira, includes the World Estate. And that's located at Lugbe Port Road, Piakasa. Piakasa is right opposite Federal Housing, Lugbe. And the World Estate is currently selling out its phase 4 pretty fast. Like phase 1, 2, 3 are sold out. What is selling right now and almost sold out is the phase 4. And for this, we're selling at a promo price, discounted rate. We're selling 500 square meter for 2 million naira only. And guess what, Abuja? Shelter Good is not asking you to part with the total sum of 2 million naira before you could have your plot of ground, before you could move to site to start your building process. As all we're asking you to part with is a down payment of 500,000 naira only that gives you a fiscal location, allows you to move to site to start your building process. As you get to spread the remaining balance, in 1 year. So that allows you to pay monthly or quarterly. Like, you're literally building your own house without stress, and then you're paying off the remaining balance without stress at all. So for this, the approved prototypes will have a 3-bedroom bungalow with penthouse, a 4-bedroom duplex with a penthouse, and we also have a 250 square meter size of plots going for as low as 750,000 naira only. And this can build you a 4-bedroom terrace duplex. So for this as well, you can make an initial deposit of 500,000 naira while you also pay the remaining balance of 250, like, in installment as well. So you see, it's for everybody. You don't have any reason whatsoever not to key into this promo. Like, it's for everybody. So the other we have is called the World Plus Estate, still located at the Lube Airport Road. That is right behind the Aqua Estate. Aqua Estate is a fully developed and inhabited estate, and the World Plus Estate is right behind the Aqua Estate. That is along the Lube Airport Road, right opposite Dunamis Glory Dome, before the Centenary City. And for this, we're selling a 500 square meter for 1 million naira only. 1 million naira for an estate that is behind an estate that is fully developed and inhabited, and in 1 million naira for an estate that is easily accessible, an estate that has beautiful topography. I mean, it's something you should grab with both hands. It's something I would like to advise you not to miss out on. So 500 square meter for 1 million naira, initial deposit 500,000 naira, and then you can also spread the remaining 500,000 naira in 6 months. Then the other is called the Greenland Estate. We're done selling our phase one. Yeah, I must remind you, phase one sold out, phase two selling out pretty fast. So this is located at Idu by the train station, right opposite the Nigerian Army Estate. This place is one place that has a lot of government presence. The road network is top-notch. Social amenities there entirely are top-notch. Talk about the road, electricity, the government presence, the topography, holy a table land. Like, it's an investment that you shouldn't sleep on. It's an investment that is definitely going to yield you massive returns. So we're selling a 500 square meter there for 1.5 million naira and a 250 square meter for 750,000 naira. So for the 500 square meter, you can build yourself a fully detached 3-bedroom bungalow with a penthouse, or a 4-bedroom duplex fully detached with a penthouse. And then the 250 square meter, they're going for 750,000 naira, can build you a 4-bedroom terrace duplex.
Interesting that you bring that all that up, almost like the moment you didn't want to catch your breath. So with all the things you've mentioned, I'm pretty much sure everybody has stayed on to imagine what it would be like to move their family of 2-3 kids into one of those duplexes. How much does it cost? And next thing would be, how do they contact you to get this price?
Okay, so the thing is, for either of them you choose to build, they are sitting on a 500 square meter. For that of the Greenland Estate in Idu, a 500 square meter is going for 1.5 million naira. So for that 500 square meter, you can choose to build either a 3-bedroom bungalow with a penthouse or a 4-bedroom duplex with a penthouse. So either of them can sit on the 500 square meter. Either of them is what you can choose from, because those are what are approved by the government. And then for that of the World Estate, that's the one in Piakasa opposite Federal Housing, a 500 square meter as well can give you that fully detached 3-bedroom bungalow with penthouse, which is going for 2 million naira. And then the 250 square meter can give you a 4-bedroom terrace duplex, which is going for 750,000 naira. And then that of World Plus Estate in Akko, behind the Akko Estate, that is a 500 square meter, is selling at 1 million naira only. And that can also build you 3-bedroom bungalow with penthouse or 4-bedroom duplex with the penthouse fully detached. And then for further inquiries, you can locate us at our office address. That's number 3 Cabo Street, Gerike, Abuja, opposite Domino's Pizza. And for further inquiries, you can reach us on the following contact numbers. You can reach Felicia on 080-74-74-5157. Felicia on 080-74-74-5157. Felicia on 080-74-74-5157. And of course, Jovitown 090-81-23-5756. Jovita on 090-8123-5756. Jovita on 090-8123-5756. And of course, Chris on 080-7474-5531. Chris on 080-7474-5531. I'll take the numbers again, please. You can reach Felicia on 080-7474-5157. Felicia on 080-7474-5157. Jovita on 090-8123-5756. 090-8123-5756. 090-8123-5756. And of course, Chris on 080-7474-5531.
If you can do a speed version of this, I would appreciate you. The location again, and essentially the cost for this place is.
Okay, so Abuja, we've got a couple of thriving estates that you can key into with just an initial deposit of 500,000 naira, and some of which are the World Estate, located at Lugbe Port Road, Piakasa, right opposite Federal Housing Lugbe, and that was selling a 500 square meter for 2 million naira only, and a 250 square meter for 750,000 naira only. And then we have the World Plus Estate still along the Lugbe Port Road, right behind the Arco Estate, that is opposite Donami's Glory Dome, and that's selling a 500 square meter for 1 million naira only. And then the Greenland Estate, Idu, by the train station, right opposite the Nigerian Army Estate, that was selling a 500 square meter for 1.5 million naira only, and a 250 square meter for 750,000 naira only. And guess what? Whichever one you choose to go for, be it the World Plus, the World Estate, or the Greenland Estate, you can make an initial deposit of 500,000 naira, and then you have physical location, you have the right to move to site to start your building process as you get to spread the remaining balance in a period of 1 year or 6 months, as the case may be.
All right. Well, we have to say a big thank you to you for your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.